your love, hearing your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than hearing your love.
You know, that was one of Paul and Silas's hits in jail. Paul and Silas sat beaten in prison, and at midnight they started singing, "Hey Silas, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than hearing his love, hearing his love." Prisoners talking about, "You're out of your mind. I heard him beating you. No place I'd rather be." What happened? Chains. Ain't no chains gonna hold you when you start praising him, when you start relishing in the love of God. Hallelujah. Chains start falling, cause there ain't no chains that can hinder me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What the sun sets free is free indeed, and there ain't no chains that can hinder me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this line here, cause now I have a purpose, and now I have a destiny. You made me for your glory. You made me for your glory. Cause now I have a purpose, and now I have a destiny. You made me for your glory. You made me for your glory.
I came for that. Hallelujah. I hope you got something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I could do this all night. Whew. Thank you, brother. Minister Lee Howe. What a gift. How many's happy Minister Lee Howe is healthy? Lord's raised him up. Praise God. I still see it. That big, I don't know what size shoe you are, but that big old foot of his just putting knots on the devil's head. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want to move right along. I feel like I've got a good word to share with you, but let's go ahead and take up this evening's tithe and offering. If you weren't able to give on Sunday, you're ready to give your tithe this week, please sow that. Several ways to give: by check, text 77977, or by credit or debit. The men are going around. If you need an envelope, just simply raise your hand, or they're in the back of the seat there. Don't forget our daily seed. Those that are sowing into the thing as the Lord speaks to you, we're not twisting anybody's arm. We're not saying who'll give 1,000, who'll give 10,000. Just be obedient to give as the Lord blesses you. And you know, I believe that. My wife, this is a quick testimony. She set her faith to believe God just for extra seed. And I'm the conqueror, and she's the more than the conqueror, because every time I get a tip at work, it doesn't last very long, but it goes to daily seed, praise God. So I give obediently, as my wife leads us. But let's pray over the offering tonight as you sow. This is going to be a great year, guys. We're going to thrive. Our finances are going to thrive. This house is going to thrive financially. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the giving of your people. Joyous giving. What a wonderful spirit, Lord, of joy in the house tonight. Lord, we choose to give generously and liberally into your bosom, Lord, to release into heaven's manifold storehouse, Lord, that which you've placed your finger upon, the tithe, and above that, Lord, the offering, just to tell you how good you are, Lord. Father, we thank you. You rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord, that bonuses, raises, increases are coming. Hallelujah. That you're blessing this, your people, Lord, even supernatural raises and transfers, jobs that never existed before, plans and purposes, ideas, inventions, Lord. Release it to this house, Lord. Raise up millionaires out of this house, Lord, for thy glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Please give as you feel led. Amen. Well, I got a word. Hallelujah. Could I ask you guys over to do me one favor? Because you are beautiful, and I don't want to ignore you. Will you move over into this section and this section? Would that, please? Or just close to it, or just holler. If you want to stay there and holler at me, "Brother Don, I'm over here." You know, I just don't want to ignore you. I'm going to sit tonight because I feel a I feel a teaching anointing on me. And this is something the Lord has been stirring in my spirit. We are recording this, but if you have a notebook, grab you a pen and a paper. As I shared my testimony the other night, Pastor Brad asked me to share it. The Lord, like I said, a lot of this stuff you know and you read it, and the Lord will remind you of in your spirit. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's right, Lord, that's how it's supposed to work. And it is. It's the Bible's very simple in how God has orchestrated his word to be performed and operated in our lives. And the Bible says his yoke is easy and his burden. How many have tried it your own way? His way is so much better, so much easier. But it takes us sometimes. We gotta go around that mountain a couple times where we figure out, you know what? I'm going to just give up and let Jesus take over. Amen? If you have your Bibles tonight, I want to speak along these lines of the human spirit, your inward man. A lot of times in the body of Christ, we don't fully understand. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, God said, let us make man in our image. The Bible says in the beginning, John says in the beginning, the Word was with God and the Word was God, and the Word came and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, right? So we know that in the beginning there was the Father, there was the Word, and there was the Holy Spirit. So we see what we call the Trinity. That's where we get the Trinity doctrine. There were the triune Godhead. So to get that, an understanding of that, if God said, let us make man in our image, then guess what we are? We are a three-part being. That does not mean you're, what's the word, you don't have multiple personalities. You're not split personalities. You're not crazy. You are a three-part being. Amen? You are a flesh body. That's just your suit. That's the outward side. Like the guy said, if you put a glove on, you take a glove off. When someone leaves this earth, it's like you're taking the glove off and the glove stays. What was filling the glove is gone, right? Well, that's what you are. To put it really simply, you are a spirit that possesses a soul that lives in a body. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your intellect. So, and why am I saying this? Because it's important to understand the part of you that's operating and functioning in your life. There is a carnal side of man, right? That's your flesh man. If you get your flesh what it wants, we would not be in church right now. We would be at Krispy Kreme Donuts with Minister Eil eating at least a couple dozen donuts, right? Amen, because we want to feed our flesh. Our flesh, as the Bible says, is enmity with God. That's important to know, because why is that? Well, Paul said, the thing that I would do, that thing I don't do, but the very thing I wouldn't do, that's the thing I do. Why is that? Because his spirit's messed up? Nope. Because he's got a flesh nature. He has a carnal man. And he says it very clearly. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death, our flesh? So it's important to realize I can't be led by my flesh. And then if my mind hasn't been renewed by the word of God in a certain area, and how many's working on their mind? Anybody working on their mind? I am. Anybody else? Everybody? I hope everybody got their hands up. I'm working. It's like that song I like to sing. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars, the earth and the moon, Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient he must be, because he's still working on me. So he's working on me by the power of his word that's bringing transformation or renewal to my mind. So guess what? My mind, he said, I'll keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So what I'm trying to show you is the parts of your nature that operate and function in your life. Your mind can you know, everybody said, my mind's playing tricks on me, right? Well, guess what? If you've got an old mind thinking, an old nature that's in you that hasn't been renewed by the word of God, then that will war against the spirit. Because the Bible says the flesh and the spirit war against one another. So the mind that hasn't been renewed in those areas will not work and not function properly. Now, to get what I want to deal with tonight, and I won't belabor this because I got to get going here. Man is a spirit, again, who possesses a soul that lives in a body. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, I would that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless into the coming of the Lord, right? So I have to understand the greatest strength that you and I possess as individuals is out of my spirit. The Bible says the spirit of a man shall sustain all of his infirmities. The spirit man is the God contact. God doesn't speak. I mean, anybody had a visit today, a fleshly visit with the Lord today? Did he come down and talk to anybody? I'm not denouncing that. I mean, it has happened. But I didn't get a visitation today from the Lord in my flesh. We didn't sit down and break bread together. I didn't have a mental assent. But one thing the Lord is constantly doing is speaking expressly by the Spirit to minister to our spirits. Now, if we can hook up to that, because how many would say your train caboose is not always hooked up, right? If we live in the Spirit, the Bible says we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Anybody fell short of the glory of God today? Missed it a little bit? Well, that's where we weren't hooked up with our spirit. That's why if we get connected with the Spirit of God, you know what, Lord, you're ministering to my spirit. I need to listen to the voice of my spirit. Now, I want to throw out a little prop here for Pastor Miranda. She's getting ready to start another class. It was on the advertisement. Any of you that don't know, it's called Hearing the Voice of God, right? So that's going to be a wonderful class, and I encourage anybody who wants to be a part of that, join that class. You'll learn how to. Some of the things I'm dealing with tonight are basic, but right into that, learning how to listen to the voice of God and hear the voice of God and train your human spirit to follow after the voice of God. That's what's important. Because the Lord really started encouraging me, and even when I went through this battle physically, like I said, it seems so elementary because it's stuff that you know. But then all of a sudden, it's like I couldn't do anything in my physical. I mean, I literally was just like my flesh was done. And I was like, you know, I'm in trouble here. I can't even talk. Because usually, how many know you can talk your way out of trouble sometimes? you can reason sometimes. I couldn't even do that. And my mind couldn't think up the right thing to say if my thoughts were, you know, I didn't have the right mind. My mind was a little jaded and confused and under attack, obviously. But out of my spirit, hallelujah, out of my spirit, it began to bubble up. You know, I love what Peter and John said. They said, well, listen, I got a 20. What do you got? You got a 15, brother? We can give the brother here that's laying sick and impotent. And he's just wanting some alms. He said, I don't have it. I mean, it wasn't his day. He didn't have Venmo. He didn't have Cash App. None of it. It wasn't working that day. But he said, such as I have, give I. What did he give him? He didn't give him a food. He didn't give him apple. He didn't give him an intellectual discourse. You know, in all the years that I've studied Gamaliel and all the Pharisees and Sadducees, I've come to the conclusion, brother, what you need in your life, just a little more exercise. No, instead he said, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Out of his spirit, what had been deposited on the day of Pentecost, when fire, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon. Where's that contained at? It's in your spirit. It's the part that God works in through, not only to minister to us, but to also minister through us to touch the lives of others. It's out, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. And I really want to just encourage you in this area, is knowing the voice of your spirit, getting connected. And the Bible says, I'm going to jump a little bit ahead, but in Jude it talks about building yourselves up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Now listen, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't want to bring condemnation, but get it, please. Get it. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. Freely you receive, freely gives, what the Bible says. He sent his word. He sent the Holy Spirit. He said, after I leave, I'm going to send you a comforter. Well, if he sent it, we need it. So determine that in your life. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, just say, this is the year I'm going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking in tongues and operating, because a church with no power is a powerless church. I know that sounds simple, but it's true. If you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, you're not going to operate. And you know what? The Bible tells us it'll give us strength to stand in the evil day. The power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need it more than ever. And it's by our human spirit. We don't mental ascend into it. We don't get it in our flesh, but it's in our spirits. And I always think of this because we work on everything else. Brother Stephen, Brother Justin, Brother Ryan in the sound room. Boy, they're up there just hitting the gym, and I'm up there just trying to run after them on that treadmill. But I think if they'd help, like put a hot dog up there hanging or a sausage sandwich or something. I'm just saying, it might be motivational. But I try. I try to beat this body into subjection. Sometimes it beats me back. But anyway, we work on our flesh, right? put powder it up, puff it up, put makeup on, get a nice haircut, get a nice do. Working on that flesh, got to make that flesh look good, make it look appealing. Strengthen my flesh. I'm going to be strong. I'm 51 now. I'm going to be strong as I was when I was 21. Right, Brother Greg? Amen. We're in agreement. My mind, I don't want to just sit around and be a vegetable. I'm working on my mind. I'm reading books. I'm studying. I'm watching Discovery Channel. I don't know what that lion is over there. It's got the spots and but I'm going to find out everything he eats and how he tracks it, and I'm going to find out everything. I love knowledge. I love God's creation and learning. But I'm stimulating my mind. I want my mind to be sharp, right? You know, maybe as you get older, you start doing crossword puzzles. You start just something to keep your mind occupied to where you're not just laying around just vegging out, right? Well, we do all that, but what do we do with our spirit? How are we building it up? How are we strengthening our spirit? Man, Brother Don, here you go. You're going, I read my Bible. Oh, no, here he goes. Prayer, 6 a.m., 8 a.m. Man, they're going to have it every 2 hours if they don't quit. Praying. I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Man. Well, how strong a spirit do you want? The Bible says if your strength is small in the day of adversity, you'll fall. It's not talking about these. It's okay, security. I got it covered. I got my guns. It's not your natural strength. It's not your intellect. It's not your mind. But the spirit of a man. Hallelujah. That becomes so real to me. I knew it. But I thought, wow, my spirit can take over. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do, having done all. What's that scripture mean to you? Having done all, having your loins girt about with truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, putting on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, belt of truth, right, Brother John? What's that mean to you? That's spiritually strong. That's spiritual warfare. That ain't nothing in the natural you can put on. That's a spirit man that's girded with truth. That's every spiritual, every good, and every perfect gift comes down with the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shall. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. What he did at Calvary was spiritual. I was dead. Now I'm alive. Hallelujah. Now I need strength, and I need to strengthen my inner man. Because I realize that everything I need, you say, well, brother, are you preaching? We don't know. I need the power of the Holy Spirit, but I know where he works. I know he's working with my spirit. My spirit is going to come in agreement with the word of God, and I'm going to continue. If you'll start saying that I'm determined this year to build myself up in my spirit this year by the word of God and by the authority of that word operating in my life and by faith. See, faith is not a natural thing. If it was, that's sometimes why some people have trouble with faith, because we try to reason it with natural things. Faith supersedes natural laws, right? It causes dead people to come back to life. That's not natural. That's supernatural, right? So faith is not natural. Faith is spiritual. So where does it operate? It comes out of my spirit. The gifts of the spirit, where do they operate? They come out of my spirit. I want you to go to some passages real quick. I won't try to belabor. Man, I got some great stuff. I could probably preach on weeks on this. The Bible says in Proverbs 27, you guys don't have to turn around and leave this one, but 20:27, the spirit of a man shall sustain all of his infirmity. Or sorry, that's Proverbs 18:14. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts. That's a great thing too. The spirit of it. Your spirit will reveal things even to your own heart and mind. You remember David said, I will commune with you upon my bed. David began to meditate and begin to think on the things of God and the word of God that was in him. David transcended even his generation at that time when the Holy Spirit would just come upon people. It didn't dwell in people, but David was a man after God's own heart, and he pursued so hard after God, and he understood spiritual law. You know, Brother Josh, just thinking about you tonight, and I'll encourage you, I begin to think of David when David played that harp. Brother, those weren't natural notes. Those were supernatural notes. It was a supernatural gift. And even while we were worshiping tonight, I looked over at you and I saw that. And this is for him, so everybody else just mind your business. The Lord said, I'll cause notes that you've never heard before to be released out of you, to bring freedom to everyone you minister to. I heard it in my spirit. It's what the enemy meant for evil. He's gonna rue the day that he ever messed with you or your family. Great days ahead, my friend. Great days ahead. And it's not about your ability. If you David didn't say it about that. It wasn't about his ability. He just got up there. I mean, I'm sure there were some harp players in that whole. The best of the best had been playing before the king. He said, bring that shepherd boy in here. He got something in that. When he plays them, something comes off the strings. And what happened? The evil spirit would depart from Saul. Nobody else could do that. And that's what God's raising up is anointed men and women in this hour. And those same thing, not where you were. The Lord said, forget about where you were. New dimensions, songs in the spirit. I heard it clear as day. But seek after that. The Lord is going to anoint you because you took a step of faith even to do what you did, to purchase. My brother plays the saxophone, the anointing's on him, and he's going to grow in that. And you're going to feel the ability of heaven come upon you. You'll say, man, I got to knock the dust off. He's going to blow the dust off. Hallelujah. And quickly you'll be operating in that great, the authority of the anointing. Amen? Amen. That was for my friend. Hallelujah. Total man, we talked about spirit, soul, and body. But 1 Peter 3:4 talks about the hidden man of the heart. But turn over, for my main text, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 real quick. We having a good time? I am, if you guys aren't. Just say, Pastor said have fun, right? That was Sunday's instruction. He said have fun, right? I heard it, so I'm having fun. Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 10. Listen to this. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Say, God's Spirit is in my spirit. Amen. That's his abode. Dwell. He dwells in his people, right? I in him, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. He dwells in us. So that even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Hallelujah. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Remember I was talking about natural things in your mind, intellect, flesh thing. It far supersedes that. It goes straight into who you are. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Not to be gross, but that's not when you get sick and it comes out. It's power. It's the anointing. It's spiritual things that flow out of your spirit because that's where God works, out of a man's spirit. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are what? Spiritually discerned. How important is my human spirit? That's what I want to get at tonight. It's so important in this hour we are connected. You say, well, it's part of me. How can I not be connected to it? Because we don't listen to the voice of our spirit. We don't recognize the voice of our spirit. We don't authorize the voice of our spirit. Amen? That's why Jude told people, but beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith. He didn't say pray 18 hours a day to build your faith. He didn't say read the Bible frontwards and backwards and do 12 book reports. He said pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. So that means I can strengthen my inner man to receive the very things God has purposed for us. He's not going to release what we can't contain. Brother Justin, if you set me on that rack and I've only been bench pressing 100 pounds and you say, come on, Brother Don, throw up 850 pounds, I might get hurt and you might get hurt trying to spot me, right? because I haven't prepared myself to receive those things. That's what praying in the Holy Spirit does. It prepares us to receive. Even in the church, we come into the service, we come in ready to receive. What? They can hit the wrong note, they can sing off key, but if I'm ready to receive whatever God's got in the atmosphere, I'm getting filled up. It's going right into my spirit. It's like tongues of fire setting on my head. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why is it? Because it's going right in. It's charging my batteries. Amen? And you can grow spiritually weak at times. So it's important that we feed that. We feed our faith and we encourage ourselves in our spirits. The Bible says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, to give you a picture of how this works, if a person isn't saved, they operate in the flesh. They're carnal, right? They're just flesh. So they start with the flesh. If it feels good, looks good, smells good, tastes good, they're all about it, right? Just you are yet carnal. You give into the flesh. You're always consumed by the flesh. So how does that work? I go in the flesh, and then it gets in my mind. Now it becomes a mindset. Now my mind becomes affected. Now my way I think. No longer am I just acting and I'm doing things. You don't have to, Brother Jesse, did you have to sit your children down and go, this is how you say no when mommy tells you to do something. This is how you disobey. Did you have to teach? No, we didn't have something. I mean, I don't know what snuck in the house one day. I had perfect children. Austin and Dina were perfect. And then one day, something happened. It had to be a devil snuck in the house and just told them that they could be disobedient. They could say no. They could just, I didn't even know that nature was in them. I was convinced that Beverly's pretty sharp. And I'm halfway decent, so could have been my side of the family. I don't know, but we'll blame it on me. But anyway, that disobedient nature, you don't have to teach people to be bad. It's there. That's a carnal nature. All have sinned, fallen short of the, we are born shapen in iniquity, right? Born into sin, shaping it in iniquity. So that part, it don't have to be learned. And then eventually, what happens with the world is you go from the carnal flesh to carnality in the mind. It becomes a way of thinking. And then ultimately, it leads to spiritual death, right? Separation from God, where a person is no, their spirit's not alive in them. Their spirit, they're not being led by the Spirit of God, because a person can't. And then even on the contrary, the enemy will try to get into the point where they house that spirit and use it as their abiding place to perform wickedness in the earth. Now, on the contrary, on the opposite, flip the coin. The believer, hallelujah, I'm a new creation, created in Christ Jesus, born again. Nicodemus, how can I be born again? Must I enter my mother's womb and come out? I'm an old man. That ain't possible. He said, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Ye must be born again. How many's born again in the house tonight? Hope every hand. Hallelujah. If you're not, we'll give you an opportunity. But I'm born again. What happens? Now a new nature, a new species never existed before. I'm alive. My spirit is alive on the inside of me. What happens now? Now my mind, did it get saved? When you accepted Christ, did your mind get saved, or did you still have some thoughts you had to cast down? You had things running through your head that shouldn't have been. You had thoughts that, like Brother Hagin said, just because the bird lands in your head don't mean you let him hang around and build a nest. You had to cast down some thoughts, right? Not only that, we had to go a step forward. I can't think like I used to think. That old mentality's got to go, because my spirit's telling me that ain't right. I'm not thinking right. My mind's not right. I got to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. So now I begin to feast on the Word of God. The Word starts to get activated in my life, and all of a sudden my mind is renewed. I'm thinking differently, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, hey, now my spirit's hooking up with my mind. The Spirit and the Word's agreeing. That Word that's in my mind and that I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God is being activated, and my spirit's agreeing with it, right? And guess what? It even flows even to the flesh. All of a sudden, your spirit and your mind are right, and all of a sudden, the flesh is renewed. He renews my strength as an eagle. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Mount up with wings. Even the anointing can cause you to outrun a chariot. Even the anointing can cause you to tie foxtails together and send them through the Philistine farms. The anointing can cause you to do supernatural things in the natural and in the flesh. It'll renew you. He beautifies the meek, right? God will restore to you even the years that the locust. I've seen it. There's nothing greater what God can do but it all starts right here, out of my spirit. I'm going to go over four things, how to develop your human spirit. Now, some of you may be doing these things, but I want you to focus with the mindset of this is renewing my spirit within me. This is causing my human spirit to be developed, to be the strength in my life. Your spirit man should be king. Your mind should be servant, and your flesh should be slave. That's how it ought to operate in each one of our lives. Hallelujah. We train ourselves and strengthen our flesh to do great things by focusing on rest, our diet, our exercise. We strengthen and train our minds by reading and meditating and educating our minds through teaching and instruction. We must be spiritually strong to stand in this day. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:8, those things that pertain to godliness. That's what's got to function. Where does that come out of? Don't come out of our natural mind. It comes out of our spirit. That's why the Bible says, I love it in Ephesians, if it wasn't pertinent, God would say, you got enough the day you were baptized. But in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, the scripture says, be filled with the Spirit. One translation says, be being filled. That speaks of a continual infilling. And one, it's not a one and done. David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. We used to sing that song, fresh oil from heaven flowing your power. And as we stand in reverence, fill our hearts. Fresh oil. I say, I need fresh oil. Every day I need fresh oil. I need a fresh anointing. Yesterday's anointing, it's like manna. John, they had it every day, but you didn't keep it. You didn't store it up for a rainy day. Yeah, oil's to be used. It's to flow through your life. It's not to remain stagnant. Just like the fire of the Holy Ghost. They had to constantly replenish the fire that was on that altar, Brother Josh, right? Those lamps had to constantly have the anointing oil poured into them so the fire didn't go out. The problem is, before the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant, it says, ere the candle of the Lord went out. I mean, all the stuff that Eli's son did, they were jacked up, man. They were messed up. They were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. That's not what that's not the straw that broke the camel's back. It's when the fire went out. If we study the parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins, what happened? Five were wise and had extra oil. Hallelujah. I think I'm on to something here. We've got to have oil in this day. And that oil is not natural oil. It's oil, the oil of the Holy Ghost. It's having ourselves built up in our spirit, spiritually strong, filled with the oil of the Holy Ghost, that there's no chance that our fire even is going to flicker. There's no smoking flax when it comes to the people of God. Our fire is going to burn bright. We're going to be filled with the fire of God in this day. Amen? Because I thought about it. Even on the way here, I just thought about it. Our prayers, Lord, fill your earth with your glory, right? Because the Bible says the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And I thought, how does he fill the earth with his glory? Think about that. He's God. He's sovereign. He can do what he wants to. But wouldn't you think God would just all of a sudden pour the fire of God all over this nation? Thank God it wasn't the one with the lid off. No. How's he do it? The Bible says these 12 have turned the known world upside down. The fire was sent and spent all throughout the world, that known world, by the power of the Holy Ghost through the lives of the disciples. The glory of God will be carried by his people. Hallelujah. Flames, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. He calls us flaming fire, ministering spirits. That's what he calls his people. You and I are flames. We're to carry the fire of God everywhere we go. That's out of your spirit. Jeremiah said it's like fire shut up in my bones, and I'm weary of holding it in. It's time for the people of God to get on fire with God. That out of your spirit, your spirit, man, gets so ignited. It can't help, but it ignites. It's all over you. It's in your mind. Your mind's all of a sudden, a thought tries to, it's forget it. There ain't no birds that get their tail feathers burned. They ain't even getting near your head anymore. No mind. You start thinking right. You start acting right. You start talking right. You start living right. And the fire of God all of a sudden comes on you, affects your neighborhood, affects your family, your friends, your coworkers. All of a sudden, the fire of God, the power of the Holy Ghost works in every life because it's coming out of your spirit. Out of your spirit. Not by might. Not my power. Such as I have. What do you have? How strong are you spiritually? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Real quick, four things, and I'll let you go. Number one, four ways to develop your human spirit. Meditate on the Word of God. There he goes again. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. God's Word is spiritual food to nourish, to strengthen, and to build up the spirit of a man. That's why the difference is it's not educating yourself. I'm not reading the book just to learn historical aspects of Jerusalem and Judea and the Middle Eastern and to understand culture and climate. That's wonderful. But that's not my motive for reading. He said, my words are spirit and life. That means there's so much more. See, there's a difference between the Logos word and the Rhema word. Right, Brother Greg? The Logos word is that written word. And there's people that are intellectual idiots, we're not recording, that can just have an educational mindset and say, well, none of that really, I mean, it's just hypothetical and it's examples and it's just little teachings and it's good ideas, but they miss the power of the Word of God. When the power of the Word of God is released and faith causes that to come alive, it transforms from a Logos word to a Rhema word, which is a living word. And all of a sudden, my words become weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All of a sudden, I'm using the word like a sword of the Spirit. Devil, it is written. Hallelujah. It is written. What am I doing? I'm not just quoting some nice little thing. He knows the book. The problem is we don't. Because we haven't caused it to get into our spirit where it's life. It's a living word. Where all of a sudden, you know what? I'm going to hit you with John 3:16, devil. I'm going to hit you with healing is the children's bread. Glory to God. You think you'll put sickness on me? Let me tell you about by his stripes, I was healed. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. What am I doing? I'm doing warfare. I'm activating because all of a sudden when I say that it's not a, well, you meant it took me 7 years to memorize that scripture. I had to repeat it to myself in the mirror daily. No, it's in my spirit. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden I'm like, it's like one in the chamber, Kali. Well, I ain't drawing empty guns. I'm pulling spiritual guns that's got warfare in them. That's got weapons that can be activated. And all of a sudden, I ain't aiming for so, aim small, hit small. I'm looking to take the enemy out. I'm not shooting, just firing randomly, hoping I hit something. I'm strategically, specifically realizing the weapons I need are right here in the Word of God. And if I grasp that Word, if I get it in my spirit, it gets activated. And all of a sudden, my spirit and the Holy Ghost on me begins to activate those things in my life, and the power of God is released. Whew. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And God says, I want my people to operate this way. Now, right now, I want my people to come into this place where it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by their spirit coming into agreement. Because he's already there. He's already there. He said, I got your back. I'll back you up. All of heaven's resources are yours. You understand that? When you activate the Word of God, it's a key that unlocks everything God has. And it's by faith, because faith without works is dead. being alone. What's my second point? Practice the word of God. Oh, that's a tough one. Well, Brother Don, I know the word says that, but I'm being facetious. Because when you're going through hell sideways, you feel the ifs and the buts. The ifs and the ands and the buts and all that stuff. But guess what? Greater is he. The devil wants you to be so focused on your problem. He wants to magnify the situation. He said, thou hast magnified thy word. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. It's like a heat-seeking missile, guys. I mean, you can shoot a missile. With our technology today, we can shoot a missile halfway across the world and hit a target so small and take out exactly what we need to. That's what your word, the word of God on the inside of you, when you activate that word and you say, Father, I don't only know what that word says, I believe that the power of that word will dismantle and destroy every weapon the enemy has prepared. I don't care how big a bunker he's got. I got word that'll destroy the bunkers the enemy's in. Amen? Jesus, for this cause, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. The plan's already in place, guys. It's already in motion. We ain't got to pray about it anymore. See, that's a lot of times people, we pray about things Jesus told us to command. Well, you're awful brash. Who do you think you are? You're so sacrilegious. Only Jesus can do those things. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall raise the dead. Who is the they? Say the they. The they. The they is me. I is the they. Poor English. Thank God I'm not corrupting the mind of your child. Hallelujah. We'll talk about it under JJ. We'll get you straight. I am the they. I've been called and anointed to operate. But how is it? I can't just be a hearer of the word. Bless God, that was such a wonderful service, Brother Stephen. Felt so blessed. Felt so wonderful. I mean, blessings and prosperity. Woo, thriving. We're thriving in 2024. Hallelujah. We've got the word. Just needed a prophetic word, Sister Mar. Needed a word. I got a word. I got a word. I got a word. There on the table. Got a word. Got a word. You got a word. Activate it. Give it a job. Somebody say, my words have a job. You know, the Bible speaks very expressly that not one idle word will not go unrecorded. You know what an idle word is? It's an unemployed word. Oh, boy, that hits you right there, don't it? I don't want the word of God to be unemployed in my life. Can you imagine that? God said, man, I want my word to work in you, but you ain't giving it a job. Give it a job. Activate it. What's this? What it means? Be a doer of the word. Doer. Give it a job. Say, this day, I'm going to assign divine healing to work in my life and over my family. I decree and I declare. Amen? What the word of God has to say concerning healing. Salvation, I declare and decree, my household shall be saved in Jesus. Give that word authority. And you know what's even greater? It's not just you. Because the moment you do that in faith, he said he'll give his angels charge over you. He said, I will hasten. Oh, I love that. Imagine God saying that. He said, I can't wait to hear my word released by faith because I'm going to hasten to perform it. And a hasten is an old English word. It means I'm going to hurry up and get her done for you. We'll use hillbilly vernacular there. Get her done. I'm going to get her done because you activated it by faith. Faith moves the hand of God. But it's not just knowing the word of God. It's activating that word, being a doer of the word. I'm going to activate that word in every area of my life. If he said lay hands on the sick, I don't care if you've never done it before. His word says it. I believe it. So therefore, by faith, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Peter jumped out of the boat. I mean, that's the best I can do. Jump out. Lay hands on the sick. Say, excuse me, you battling something in your body? Something going on there? I'm going to lay hands on you. Is that okay? My Bible says I can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I've never done it before, but I'm going to try it. You're doing more than just a hearer of the word. You're being a doer of the word. And guess what happens? All of a sudden, heaven shows up. Heaven's released. The anointing comes to confirm the Bible says the spirit and the word agree. I will watch over my word to perform it. He confirms his word with signs following. I mean, you just sit there and say, okay, I did it, Lord. I'm ready for signs. I'm ready for this word to be activated. Amen? Number three, and I'll wrap it up here. Give first place to the word of God. The Bible says a double-minded man is what? Unstable in all of his ways. Don't vacillate from the word of God. What does that mean? Don't go back and forth. The ifs, ands, or buts. Stay steadfast on the word of God. Give first place. Don't think of any other way. How many times try to figure it out and then when all else fails? Like one guy said, well, we tried everything. I guess we're going to have to pray. That sounds funny because it's like, really? We tried it all. I mean, there's just no way in the natural we can do this thing. I guess we better pray. When all else fails, how about we start there at ground zero? How about we pray first? How about we activate the word of God and give it first place? Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to start with him and I'm going to finish with him. Everything else, forget about it. There's no plan B. Anybody say that? There's no plan B with God. No plan B. Stick with it. First place. Give it preeminence. In order, give it first place in your life and activate that word. Here's another thing. Become word conscious. You should literally, every answer, we've heard this before, to all of life's problem is in the pages of this book. The Bible says, be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within us to every man that asketh of thee. You know what ought to come out of your spirit? And I told you before, I mean, I'm not special. I love the word of God. I want it in me. I want it coming out my oozing. I want to see it running down my arms. Like sweat beads, just like there goes John 3:16, and there's Ephesians chapter 5. It's just coming around. What's that up on your forehead? Well, that's the book of Revelation flowing right out of my forehead. I want it coming out my pores. Become word conscious. That, man, every time you talk to someone, you say, well, no, the Bible says. You ain't got to even tell them the Bible says. You just tell them, just quote the scripture. Let the word of God flow out of you. Because I've seen it, when you allow that word to have first place and become so God-conscious and so word-conscious that it flows out of you, it's there to bring healing, hope, and restoration to everyone you come in contact with. And it starts with the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I don't have an answer of the word of God, it's not about my church, I got a good church. And I got a good God, and he's wonderful. What does the word say? They need an answer. And when you start answering, because there's hope in the word of God, there's power that's released through the word of God when we release it out of us. Amen? Lastly, obey the voice of your spirit. Along with what Pastor Miranda is going to be teaching in this next class, the Bible says there's many voices and none without significance. There are voices that you'll hear. There's a voice of the flesh. There's the voice of your mind sometimes. Anybody argue with your mind at night when you go to bed? My mind's racing, some people say, right? Say, I just think. I'm thinking about this and thinking about, instead of just, I mean, some people just hit their head to pits of pillow and they're done. They don't wake back up until the alarm clock hits. And some of us are sitting there going, did I do this? And then, what about, how do I deal with that situation? And you ain't fixing nothing. You're just sitting there just racing. Your mind's racing. But instead, that voice, shut that voice off. And like David, can you imagine just communing with your own spirit in your bed? Lay your head down all of a sudden, just shita ondo, o korabaha ishididi mondo, sule bradide shetolobo. Try that when you go to sleep. O zitidie keteanda, brelosha esabanda. What happens? All of a sudden, the peace of God overwhelms me. I'm speaking the mysteries. I'm worshiping. What better way to fall asleep than worshiping God out of your spirit? Because it don't come out of your mind. It don't come out. I don't think those. I don't have a vocabulary. I don't have a Holy Ghost language in my mind. It's out of my spirit. And all of a sudden, I begin to commune. Lord, you're good. It's been a good day, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you. I begin to commune with him. And all of a sudden, what am I doing? I'm strengthening that. My spirit, you know, the spirit of your spirit don't sleep. So I just believe that as you do that, that carries on all through the night. You can hook your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You can hook your spirit up with God before you go to sleep. Just say, have a good time. I'm going to rest this body now. Hallelujah. Then you wake up in the morning. New strength. Sharp mind. Clear. Focused. Hallelujah. Say, can that happen? Absolutely. James said it. Building yourselves up. There's been people who've been stroke victims and everything else. All of a sudden, they'll start praying in the Holy Ghost. Couldn't even say two words. But out of their spirit, or they'll start preaching, and the word of God will become flow out of them just eloquently. And they can't even say, pass me the bread, because of what the natural mind's been affected. Amen? The spirit of a man shall sustain all of his infirmities. Hallelujah. John 16:13. The power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to go back to that again. If you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, pursue that this year. Say, Lord, I want it. It's a free gift. And Holy Spirit, I desire you. He's a comforter. He's a peace. He's the joy of the Lord. He's your strength. He's your ever-present help. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always, even to the end. And the Holy Spirit will speak those things that he hears the Father. It's wonderful. I don't know if any of you are involved in morning prayer, but I don't. I don't plan. When I get there, I don't think, okay, Lord, give me 7 points to pray on morning prayer so I don't look stupid. I just let the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, what would you have me pray? What's going on that I don't know? What did you hear from the Father last night that I need to pray through this morning? What's the Father want to see activated? You ever had that conversation with God as you lay down tonight? Lord, what do you have for Mara's life? What do you want activated in the earth through me? The Bible says he sought for a man or a woman. It's non-gender. He sought for someone to stand in the gap, but found none. And I said, Lord, Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Can you imagine having that conversation? Lord, I'd love to. Lord, what would you have me do? How would you have me to release your plans and purposes in the earth? Everybody stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Was this good? Did you enjoy it? I got so much. I felt like I gave you the cliff notes. Hallelujah. To bring it back home, get the word of God. Get saturated in it. And not by that, even as you, I would encourage you, you know, some people say, Brother Don, it's so hard to study. And I get that. Many times I do an audible Bible. Many times I'm driving, I'm working, I play that, the Word of God. And I go through the Bible every year audibly. I read the Bible as well. It's important. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. But constantly saturate, but also prepare your heart and mind to receive those things. That's important too. You ever had a conversation, Justin, with someone you never didn't want to talk to? And you're like, yeah. And you're like, you ain't got a clue what you're talking about. You're just like, as long as I keep nodding, he's going to think I'm listening. You never did that before. I have. I'm sorry. I'm guilty. Yeah. We've had to, Brother Stephen. We've had some wild conversations, haven't we? Some of our people. But stay focused on those things. Purpose in your heart to hear from the Lord. And when I say that, because that was the last part, is instantly obey the voice of your spirit. How do I know it's my spirit, not my head? How do I know it's not the enemy trying to lie to me, trying to get me off track? Two ways. It will always be confirmed with the Word of God. That's your safety net. If it goes against the Word of God, it's not God. And second of all, it bears witness with your spirit. Have you ever been around somebody and they didn't have a big t-shirt on, I'm a Jesus freak, didn't have a big cross hanging around their neck, but you knew, didn't even have to ask them, you knew they were born again. You ever know that? Because why? Your spirit bears witness with their spirit that you are the sons of God. Isn't that powerful? That's our radar in the spirit with one another. Get in tune with your spirit, because I believe that God is going to speak to your spirit this year, and you got to have. He said, think of what the scripture says. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. We've got to have ears to hear what God's telling us to do. Go team, ears to hear. Go here. Go down to the corner. Go down to at 5 o'clock, be at this at the corner of such and such. And lo and behold, freak of nature, we led somebody to the Lord. I don't know how it happened, because we heard from the Lord. That's a whole lot easier, isn't it, than running all over town. You know why? Because it's just like GPS. You got to know where you're at to know where you're going. And that's where your spirit, the human spirit, is your starting point. And it's led and directed by the Spirit of God. It said, the Spirit taketh him where he wills. Philip got so caught up in this, at one minute he's baptizing a eunuch. And the next minute, he got on an airline that didn't even exist. And he was found in another town. There wasn't no bullet trains, and there wasn't no airplanes back in, but he was caught up in the Spirit. The Spirit took him where he needed to be. How about that? I want to travel that way. Mr. Marr, Hawaii, we're there. Praise God. Amen. Let's close out. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this, your precious people. Lord, help us. We yield ourselves as instruments in your hand, Lord. Cause your fire, hallelujah, to burn brightly in each and every one of us. Lord, let us commune with our own spirit, Lord. Cause us to recognize and be so tuned in to the voice of our spirit and the voice of the Holy Spirit ministering to our spirit, Lord. I thank you. You said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. I declare over this people and over this congregation, Lord, that not only, Lord, will they hear clearly the voice of the Holy Spirit and the voice of their spirit, Lord, but I declare your word, Lord, is being implanted, it's being rooted and established and activated, Lord, in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Take us further. We declare we are thriving in 2024. Our best day is yet in front of us, Lord, and we declare the richest and the best of heaven can afford over this your people. Set us ablaze, Lord, with the fire of God, Lord. Let us spread revival and the fire of the Holy Ghost throughout this region, Lord, throughout our workplaces, Lord. Let people, men, women, boys, and girls, fall under the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. Let people be led to us, Lord, that need healing and restoration and deliverance, Lord. Father, we thank you that we are tuned in to the voice of the Spirit, Lord. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome. We declare this vessel wants more oil. Hallelujah. And we declare, as David said, tomorrow I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Hallelujah. And daily, Lord, you'll give to us that heaven has ready to release, Lord, that will not be found like the five foolish, but the wise that not only had lamps that were trimmed and burning, but had extra oil. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. I declare over this people that in the day of adversity, Lord, we'll have strength to stand, strength to conquer, and strength to obey. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Be blessed. We love you all.